Okay, welcome back to Tip TV Finance. I'm joined here by my co-host Alessio Rastani, who is an independent market trader at LeadingTrader.com, and by our guest, the CEO of Explain the Markets, Guy Shen. How are you today, Guy?
Good, thank you, Zach. Very good. Very good.
Nice. What's on your mind today?
Infrastructure.
Right.
Technology infrastructure. So at Explain the Market, we've been working with IBM, both in the States and in the UK, to try and understand a bit more about how some of these big trends in technology infrastructure are actually changing business and the ability to do things differently. And we focused on, we've done a series of reports, and we focused on two key areas. The first being cloud technology, so this ability to access data and store data remotely and how that's changing things like analytics, but also this word blockchain that everybody's talking about. And what's happening in the blockchain space is that since 2008, it's emerged. It's been the underlying technology behind things, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. But now businesses are quite seriously trying to figure out, well, how can we utilize this technology in a way that enables us to do things differently, get efficiencies, but also be more sort of democratic in the way that we validate what we do. So essentially, blockchain is a public ledger. It's an electronic ledger that potentially means that things like share certificates, any sort of contract, whatever you've agreed, whether it's a big multinational company or a contract between two individuals, that those things become, in a sense, indisputable. That actually the electronic contract pays itself. It doesn't need lots of middlemen around it all making money and fees and various things.
It's like marriage or something.
Well, effectively, yeah, it depends on the marriage, but effectively it is. And there is a project called the Hyperledger Project that IBM and others are involved in, which at the moment is trying to figure out, okay, well, how can we take this technology and actually make it work better for business?
But isn't this one of those things that, you know, a few years ago it was cloud, the cloud was the big buzzword, and now it's blockchain, and you've got also fintech and all these sorts of things going around, and business is just, you know, thinking that, you know, when they hear a buzzword, let's go for that, see what, you know, whether we can make money out of it or we can save us money. Is this a real one?
Yeah, I think it is. I think these two things together, there is a lot of rhetoric and sort of conference speaking and things out there, but these two in combination, I think, provide the biggest chance of actual real innovation. If you think about the way the CFO in the boardroom now is reliant on the CIO and her or his team to really hit their targets, you think about things like cloud, how the analytical capability now is vast. So you don't need to just have your data scientist go off and run an extra analysis. You know, if you've got a hypothesis about a market or a customer segment, you can test it yourself there and then, you know, in real time. So that's got lots and lots of, I think, connotations that could be positive.
I'm not a technical guy personally, but I mean, I understand what cloud is, but for maybe our folks who are watching this show right now who maybe are not that technical like myself, what exactly is a blockchain? Could you just define that in a kind of a simple layman terms?
Yeah, it's an electronic ledger that exists out there, but instead of being controlled by a centralized function, a government or a corporate body, actually, there are tens of thousands of programmers out there that are called miners, blockchain miners, and they're really responsible for validating the uploading of that piece of data, that contract, if you like, to the ledger. And how that happens is quite clever. So firstly, they will validate, has this come from the correct source? Does this person have the right to pay the money, for example? But they'll also then, in the creation of that submission, they'll create a maths problem. And those two things are then validated by the wider community of other miners out there. So they're validating the solution to the maths problem, and they're also validating whether the uploading of that record is legitimate. So it means that you don't have one person in control all the time of actually getting onto that ledger. Now, what projects like Hyperledger are trying to figure out is how might the corporate space take advantage of that? And they're looking at a bunch of challenges, if you like. One is, you know, permissions. So how do we know for sure that the person submitting is the person they say they are. And the other problem is currency. So for a while now, Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency, has been almost sort of interlinked with the blockchain platform. And what the Hyperledger project are trying to figure out is, could we reward people? You know, at the moment, miners are rewarded in Bitcoin. So could we change the way in which people are incentivized so that we're not so reliant on cryptocurrencies, but still get that great effect of decentralized control? So lots and lots of ideas, but essentially this ledger is growing and the technology is there. So you've got boardrooms now, banks, brands across the world, all trying to figure out, well, how do we kind of get involved and make this work for us?
And it's less hackable because of that, the intervention of the miners.
Yeah, there are all sorts of figures, like, you know, it's sort of, you know, effectively the combined computing power is many times larger than the 500 of the world's biggest supercomputers combined, and you don't have one central point of failure. So, you know, nothing's perfect, but actually the enhanced security that both blockchain and cloud bring, you know, you start to then think, okay, could we get a situation where things that today are very, very sort of disputed, you know, there's lots of kind of conflict and people making money off the back of it, could we just clean all that up and actually move to something where there's less of that waste and value chains actually become more efficient?
Well, if it gets rid of lawyers, I'm delighted. But on that note, Guy Schoen, CEO at explainthemarket.com, thank you for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.